Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Dinah Washington was known as the Queen of the Blues, but really she was so much more. Washington was a jazz, pop, and R&B diva with an ability to sell a song with a cool, confident, and hard-edged style that was like no other. This hour on the program, I'll give a brief exploration of Washington's 13-year run on the Mercury record label, where she crafted some of her biggest hits, like Cold Cold Heart and What a Difference a Day Makes. It's Miss D on Mercury, coming up next on Afterglow.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies, from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Oh, blue days, all of them gone. Oh, nothing but blue skies from now on. saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, but when you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Sad, nothing but blue skies from now on.
From the 1954 album After Hours with Miss D, that was Dinah Washington with Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the glory years of singer Dinah Washington, when she recorded for Mercury Records between 1946 and 1961. Over this stretch, Washington showed incredible range. She recorded hundreds of jazz and R&B songs, and proved herself to be among the most versatile and powerful singers of her generation. Writer Will Friedwald wrote about Washington, quote, "Her biggest asset isn't strictly musical, but attitudinal. Washington has a remarkable kind of confidence that comes through in whatever she sings. There's always the feeling that she means every word," unquote. Dinah Washington was born Rutha Lee Jones in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and adopted her stage name at age 18 when she joined Lionel Hampton's band in Chicago. Her stint with Hampton was short, and by 1946, when she was only 22 years old, the singer was signed to Mercury Records as a solo artist. Her early records show a remarkable level of musical sophistication. There are the slightest traces of Billie Holiday in her voice, but she blends that with a greater clarity of tone, better control of pitch, and some blues idioms. We'll hear some of those early Mercury singles from Dinah Washington now. First, here she is in 1946, one of her first recording sessions with Mercury, performing I Can't Get Started on Afterglow.
Can't get started with you. All round the golf course I'm under par, and all the movies want me to star. I've got a house and a show place, still I can't get no place with you. Supreme lyrics I write of you scheme just for the sight of you dream both day and night of you. And what good does it do? In 1929 I sold short. Thank you. all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, just saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, just a saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth my waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, just a slaving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care?
Washington with a Mercury single from 1946. That was the Fats Waller tune, Ain't Misbehavin'. Before that, we heard one of her very first singles, the Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin song, I Can't Get Started. What separated Dinah Washington from other jazz singers in the late 1940s and early 1950s was her ability to interpret the blues. She was dubbed the Queen of the Blues, although she wasn't a blues shouter like Big Mama Thornton or even a pure blues singer like Bessie Smith. Rather, Dinah Washington rode that fine line between blues singer, pop singer, and jazz singer, with the skill to navigate each of those territories with ease, without doing a disservice to any of them. You might even call what she did soul music, before soul ever had a name. In that vein, she rivals only Ray Charles, Joe Williams, and possibly Aretha Franklin in her ability to tackle a blues song with the craft of a jazz singer. Let's hear a few blues singles now, beginning with the Percy Mayfield song, Please Send Me Someone to Love, on Afterglow.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and a peace in mind. Then if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Show the world how to get along, peace will enter when the hate is gone. Then if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. And my answer is always the same. just because I'm in misery. I don't beg for no sympathy. Then if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. That if man don't put an end to this destructible sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame, just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. Then if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
Dinah Washington in 1952 with the blues standard Trouble in Mind. That recording featured Wynton Kelly on piano and the great Ben Webster on tenor saxophone. Before that, we heard Washington in 1951 performing Percy Mayfield's Please Send Me Someone to Love. The 1950s were a ripe time for the songwriting market, when the best songs could get different treatments on the pop, jazz, R&B, and even country charts. A perfect example of this is Hank Williams' country song, Cold, Cold Heart, from 1951. Williams wrote the honky-tonk blues tune and made a hit of it on the country chart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream.
But that same year, Tony Bennett recorded that tune for the pop charts.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream.
Louis Armstrong and Cy Oliver also recorded it that year for jazz audiences.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream.
And Dinah Washington made a recording for the R&B market. Here's Washington in 1951 with Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart on Afterglow.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your heart sad and blue? And so my heart is paying now for things I did not do. In anger, unkind words are said that makes the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind?
Dinah Washington in 1951 with her R&B version of the Hank Williams country song Cold, Cold Heart. For most of the early 1950s, Dinah Washington recorded singles for the Mercury label. But by 1954, the LP era had officially begun. Her first full-length albums for the label were actually released on the label's brand new jazz subsidiary, Emercy Records. The record Dinah Jams from 1954 was a unique concept, a full-length live in-studio jam session with a studio audience present. Some of the biggest names in jazz played along with Washington on this session, including Max Roach, Clifford Brown, Clark Terry, and Maynard Ferguson. Here's a track from that record now, the Cole Porter tune, I've Got You Under My Skin, on Afterglow.
I've got under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. For the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality. Each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you. I've got you under my skin.
Dinah Washington from the live jam session album Dinah Jams, performing I've Got You Under My Skin. We'll have more from Miss D, Dinah Washington, in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
You see, I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take without you.
Dinah Washington in 1956 from the Emercy album Dinah and the standard All of Me. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the music of Dinah Washington this hour, a singer with one of the finest voices and biggest personalities from the 1950s. Miss D, Dinah Washington, lived a notoriously lavish lifestyle. She was married 7 times, spent her riches on fine clothes, and would sell out shows in Las Vegas. Yet despite all of her notoriety and vocal gifts, Washington suffered from anxiety, mostly in regards to her weight. We're focusing on her years recording for the Mercury label and Mercury's jazz subsidiary, Emercy Records. In the mid-1950s, Washington's focus for Mercury moved away from pop and R&B singles and towards recording full-length jazz albums. In 1954, she recorded 2 jam sessions, Dinah Jams and Miss D After Hours, featuring players like Clark Terry, Clifford Brown, Max Roach, and Paul Quinichet. In 1955, she and producer Quincy Jones collaborated on an album of mostly ballads titled For Those in Love. The two of them went back into the studio together 2 years later for a more upbeat record called The Swingin' Miss D. Let's hear from both of those records now, beginning with the ballad Blue Gardenia on Afterglow.
Blue Gardenia, now I'm alone with you. And I am all so blue. He has tossed us aside, and like you, gardenia, once I was near his heart. After the teardrops start, where are teardrops to hide? I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, then the petals fell. Blue gardenia, thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed, yes, they're pressed in my book of memories. Thank you. I lived for an hour. What more can I tell? Love bloomed like a flower, and then the petals fell. Blue gardenia thrown to a passing breeze, but pressed in my book of memories, but pressed in my book of memories. Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew who he can be. Worries me, for every guy who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Dinah Washington, with two tracks arranged by Quincy Jones. We just heard the Gershwin tune Somebody Loves Me from the Swingin' Miss D. Before that, we heard Blue Gardenia from the album For Those in Love. I'll turn now to two tribute albums that Washington recorded in the late 1950s. These tributes are to two early jazz and blues artists who had a great impact on Washington's career, Fats Waller and Bessie Smith. In many ways, these albums highlight Dinah Washington at her best. Crystal clear vocals with brilliant intonation and just the right amount of sass. First, here's Dinah Washington from her Fats Waller tribute with Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do on Afterglow.
Ain't Lord. Well, it ain't nobody's business what I do. For instance, if I should take a notion to run and jump to the bottom of the ocean, well, it ain't nobody's business if I do. Rather than persecute me, baby, I choose that you would pull out your pistol and shoot me. Well, it ain't nobody's business if you do. If I wanna go to church all day Sunday, sit home and talk about all my friends on Monday, Lord, it ain't nobody's business if I do. If Eddie and I fuss and fight all night, then tomorrow we wake up and we're all right. Well, it ain't nobody's business if we do. If I let my companion run up behind me and push me in a canyon, well, it ain't nobody's business if he does. Lord, it ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business what I do.
Listen, honey, while I say, how can you fix your mouth to tell me you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know you love me many years, love you night and day. Can't you see my tears? How can you leave me? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it someday. When you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you will want me only after you've gone, Lord, after you've gone away. Thank you.
bestest gal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. Ooh, Lord, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you will want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away, my darling, after you've gone, after you've gone away.
Dinah Washington in 1958 with the tune Bessie Smith sang 30 years earlier. That was After You've Gone. Before that, we heard Washington from her Fats Waller tribute album performing Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do. Toward the end of the 1950s, with rock and roll becoming a bigger market force, Mercury Records tried to repurpose Dinah Washington's style to appeal to a younger crowd. This meant pairing her up with the up-and-coming R&B singer Brooke Benton.
Now you kissed me and you rocked my soul. Don't come around knocking rock and roll, cause that's a rocking good way.
Yeah, that's a rocking.
Yes, that's a rocking good way.
Yeah.
That's a rocking good way to mess around and fall in love.
And adding doo-wop-style choirs to many of her songs. While many jazz and blues fans didn't like the change, it brought Dinah Washington some of her biggest success. Her 1959 recording of What a Difference a Day Made, sung in this new style, earned her her first top 10 hit and a Grammy Award. However, it wasn't enough for Mercury. In 1962, Washington left the label to join the more jazz-focused Roulette record label. Washington ended up recording 7 jazz records for Roulette in the early 1960s. She passed away in December 1963 from an accidental overdose of sleeping pills and diet pills. Dinah Washington was only 39 years old. I'll close off this show with her hit single from 1959. Here's Dinah Washington with What a Difference a Day Makes on Afterglow.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers. Yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. A day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of your menu, what a difference a day made, and the difference.
this is you.
Dinah Washington with her biggest hit for Mercury Records. That was What a Difference a Day Makes. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iheartsoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.